Dr. Oliveros dictating for March the 9th, 2022. The first patient is Mrs. Pauline Barber. The last name is B-A-R-B-E-R. First name, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. Clinical case of an 80-year-old male female that has a lengthy history of rheumatoid arthritis. Gout and osteoarthritis that has been evaluated by the rheumatologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, period. The patient was seen last in January the 26th of 2022, and at that time the uric acid was found at 9.2 milligrams per cent, and the patient had significant amount of pain. When we reconciliated the medications, she was not taking the Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C, period. Taking into consideration that the patient has been in pain for such a period of time, and that she was going, she was experiencing flare-ups of the gout, give us the opportunity to think that she will get benefit from the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-A. We submitted the papers for approval. The patient was approved. However, the patient is not sure that she wants to take that because she felt much better when she started to take the Uloric. The uric acid came down to 3.3 milligrams per cent. Number two, the patient has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on March the 3rd, 2022, shows that the creatinine is 1.4 and the estimated GFR is 33 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 74 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within the normal range. The patient has been stable since that point of view. Following number, the patient has history of hyperparathyroidism, elevated PTH, borderline phosphorus. However, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Observation is observation is going to be our approach at this point. Period. We mentioned the administration of Sensipar, but that will be off-label use, period. Next number, the patient has history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Hyperlipidemia that is out of control, the patient is very sensitive to the statins. That prevent the use of them. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, that is followed by the rheumatologist. Following number, the patient has a systolic murmur 3/6 that was at once evaluated by Dr. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. We are going to send her for evaluation, period. Thinking of the possibility of uric acid deposits in the valve, we have in our mind the improvement if we where to give her the Krystexxa, period. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup in the face to face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.